we're doing nothing. We're waiting for the clock to strike 10.
We are now recording.
There it is. We'll call the meeting to order. This is the October 3rd, 2025 meeting, special meeting of the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Randy Jenkins.
Janko.
Janko?
Here.
Jacob, sorry.
Janko.
Janko, sorry.
And you're doing fine. It doesn't really matter.
Linda Butler.
Here. I'll say here for Tim.
John Merchant.
Here.
Tim Mabey.
Yes, ma'am, here.
And Bill Gere.
Here.
Bill here?
I said here.
Bill here. Bill here, Gere.
Bill Gere is here.
Item two is comments from the public. It's a special meeting, so members of the public may only comment on items specifically agendized. With certain exceptions, the board may not discuss or take action on any items that are not on the agenda. If you wish to speak during comments from the public or would like to comment regarding an item appearing on the meeting agenda, please complete a public comment card and submit it to the board secretary prior to public comments. Speakers presenting individual opinions shall have 3 minutes to speak. Speakers presenting opinions of groups or organizations shall have 5 minutes for the group. Any public comment at this point? Very good. Action item.
Yeah, we have Ms. Gell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to speak about this? In public comments?
It's public comment, but it's about what you're going to be talking about. But I thought it'd just be a general thing. In preparation for this meeting, I just kind of refreshed my memory about ad hoc committees under the Brown Act. And basically, I want to recommend that you start giving a report, the ad hoc committee, give a report like the board, you know, like the general manager does. This is what we did last month, and so on and so on. And I know after this committee was initially formed in December 6. I talked to Steve Booth about it. And he says, yeah, that's a great idea. And then the Mimi brouhaha ensued, and he forgot about it, and I forgot about it. But so I just wanted to make that suggestion. But so I checked with about the Brown Act, and, you know, of course, it's just for temporary limited purposes. And, you know, you don't have to actually report. It says, best practice, the ad hoc committee reports back to the full board during a public meeting once their task is complete or occasionally along the way if the board requests it. Legal minimum, they can do the work in private and only present a recommendation at the end. There is no statutory requirement for regular updates unless the board itself directs them to do so. Why this matters. The danger is that an ad hoc committee can start to look like a standing committee in disguise if it tackles multiple or ongoing issues instead of one narrow assignment, meets indefinitely without dissolving, and becomes the de facto place where decisions are shaped outside public view. If that happens, critics could argue it's violating the Brown Act by functioning as a legislative body without transparency. So those are my comments.
Okay. Did you quote that from something?
Yes. I cannot tell a lie. I went to Chad and asked Chad to look at the Brown Act.
She lifted that right out of the FPPC guidelines.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I went. Okay.
No,
it's right from the Brown Act.
The
and then it showed me exactly what it said in the Brown Act. I checked, it lies. I know it lies. I always
but
check.
You don't. Just for
yeah, no, I.
You don't, but it does. Just
I don't intentionally lie, but I make serious
so
mistakes.
So did it? You know, did it mention any of us specifically?
No.
Okay, just checking. Thank you, Gail. Any other? Do you have any other comments? Diane, anything else?
No, that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Item three, which is an action item, committee formation and assignments. Okay. Does anybody recommend or want any changes?
To the standing committees?
Yeah, that's what I want to know first.
Okay.
It's not standing.
No, it's ad hoc.
You know, the standing committee's communication is Linda, security is Bill and Linda, improvements is Randy, of course, and John, and personnel is John and Linda. Those are our, oh, and finance.
Finance is
John and
me and Bill.
John and Bill. Those are our five standing committees that meet
monthly.
Monthly, except personnel, it's only as needed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's personnel.
That's the second Thursday of the month.
No, I know. I'm just saying, did we mention personnel?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, to you and John.
Sorry.
So is this a point where you want to add or discuss
yes.
the ad hoc committee?
Yes, if the board wants to, the president, because you determine the need for an ad hoc committee, what will be discussed and taken care of, who you appoint to the ad hoc committee.
Okay. So, in the absence of an ad hoc committee, Bill and I have been serving on what we believed was an existing ad hoc committee, which has expired.
Right, which we didn't know until
okay.
we went back and listened.
And if we wish to renew that, we will continue to answer questions as posed by you and Travis and Corey and Cecilia.
Sure.
We are not making policy.
No, sir.
So, if there are any comments or questions or alternate solutions to that, let's do them.
I have a couple of comments.
Go ahead.
First of all, the board, there's a California code, and the board has the ability or the, let me just back up a minute. The general manager serves at the pleasure of the board. That's not, we need to establish, there's a code. And basically what it says is that that staff is, serves at the pleasure, or the general manager serves at the pleasure of the board. And the board is responsible for oversight. And so it would appear to me that an ad hoc committee could have specific oversight responsibilities. And it would be a short-term situation. And it would be a way of making sure that everybody knows what's going on.
I think it's understood that, and I have no problem with limiting the time if someone so chooses. But this will obviously cease at the point that we create again and hire a new permanent general manager.
Okay.
There is no specific time frame that I'm aware of doing that at this point in time, so I don't know what else to add to that.
Well, and for the other ad hoc committees we've had, this is the first one, the one that Steve created, that had a specific time limit, which was 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ones have just been, we have this committee, and then at some point, the members of the committee during a meeting say, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president comes back, or that committee person who's reporting back, comes back and says, and this committee's work is done, so we are disbanding the committee work.
Okay.
You know,
and I don't.
Which is the more common way it's done.
I don't have a particular preference either way. If someone wants to set a time limit on it or reevaluate it at some point in time, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with
doing it
the way it was. It's, you know, the pleasure of the board to decide that.
Because the other longstanding committee was with Tim, and that was to the transition between Mike Fritchie as the general manager, Tom as the general manager, and me. And that went on. And then when she was up and running, it was maybe a month that we let that committee go.
Okay.
I'll jump in. I would think, because everything is predicated for this ad hoc committee on because of the general manager position, so I would put in the ad hoc committee tasks, and I would have a task base as opposed to time limit base, that the GM process starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because the clock hasn't started ticking because we haven't started the clock. So the reason we're having the committee is because we don't have a general manager. So part of the task should be general manager process start and all of that get moving, because that's predicating why we even have this committee.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
So what do you think, what's your ballpark timeline?
Again, being task-oriented as opposed to time, but I would think we're October. By time the committee just confirms what the job description is, mm-hmm. purely the pay scale, then determine, are we going to do it as a board ourselves, or is it going to go to a company, do a RFQ, evaluate the RFQs, so that takes us just to the end of the year.
Yeah, oh,
right.
And I would say.
And with the holidays.
I mean, it's October.
Right, and that's.
At a minimum.
And, yeah. And so that just gets us to what the process is going to be. Then mm-hmm. it's. We start the process, mm-hmm. or the firm starts the process. So you're looking into the springtime by time we negotiate a contract and all that. So. What, 5-6 months?
Can we say tentative? Tentatively 5 or 6 months? Or
yeah, this committee does not have to have a time limit because
right.
It's temporary. So to
or
me,
yeah.
it's as we get the tasks knocked off, mm-hmm. then we move from there. Gail, your point of reporting out, all of my experience with the ad hoc committee and what we did on the two prior ones, we just made an agendized item. And then it was ad hoc committee report out, similar to a president's report or those types of things. Because, again, the committee can make certain decisions. An example, give direction to staff to go out for the RFQs, requests for or proposals. They can't determine which company they're going to go to because it's going to cost us, so you know it comes back and all those things. So the reporting out process is back to the board for those decisions, if you will, because as a board we might go, it's too costly, or we want to go with this company, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how I envision the ad hoc reporting out, because again, just some of the staff issues, mm-hmm. they're going to give direction to staff, and it could lead to different policy work being done, mm-hmm. or priorities. And again, right. that's just, it comes back to the board. It's the board's responsibility to say, well, we got to stay on task, or that makes sense, continue on, et cetera, et cetera. So.
One of the things that I've been thinking about is what we're finding more than anything in this introductory phase, if you want to call it that, is there's a lot of policies we don't have. There are a lot of policies that are old, and we do things that are perhaps somewhat contradictory to those policies. There are policies we don't follow. We are, and a lot of this stems out of the accounting process that Cecilia has been intimately involved in, that into nitty gritty of how we, you know, how we book assets and how we value assets and what are our assets and what are assets in the ground, that, I don't know, there have been varying opinions and varying accounting decisions made in conjunction with other audits that are not really in sync with what the real world is that we deal with. Number one is we don't book property because we don't own any. So bank reconciliations that we do not and have not and did not do. And as we do these, at times we log them and talk about them, and at times we fix them. Fixing means we have to stop.
Right.
And where the target is completing the audits, you know, it becomes a decision, and this is one of the dialogues, if you will, that we have is, okay, what do we do now? Okay, so, and there are hosts of other kind of calls and things that Amelia's doing, for example, in researching the documentation we have on how we follow through from the beginning to the end of a development. And what records do we have? What files do we have? What are we supposed to have? What are our policies say we're supposed to have? And there are discrepancies, and there are things that are missing. Okay, so what I was thinking about we could do is an element of our report, for example, is on a monthly basis. It's simply keep a log of the kinds of things that we are dealing with. And that ties into what Tim was saying in some degree, because we have collectively as a board had some discussion as to what the job description for the general manager ought to look like.
Right.
And there are probably things that we should be doing and we're not doing, and things that we are doing that we should be doing.
Right.
That collectively, I think, is the first thing we need to do, because until we identify the job description, it's really hard to go hunt for the appropriate individual.
Yes, who's been saying that?
And I think the other part of that is, in conjunction with the new, we should be reevaluating the selection process.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have that in place or that in mind before we go seek professional help to get one, or decide we want to do it ourselves. So that, in essence, becomes, and you know, please.
No, I think you're spot on.
That's what we've been doing, okay?
You know, yeah, so. I think a couple of things that you said there, it makes sense, but like some of the policies or lack of, that's going to be that list. That goes over to the finance committee, those 12,
right? Yeah.
The personnel committee is going to grab a couple of them, and they do that work, and then it, you know, works its way back to the board once you delegate it out. But I think the task that you then keep as the committee, you're making those recommendations. You're identifying those types of things.
Identifying is the word.
Yep.
And then acting on them is, we have a structure for that, and
right.
I just think we stick to that, and we just keep doing what we're supposed to do.
And unless something's identified by the ad hoc committee that's time sensitive, then we're at one of these meetings, right?
Yeah.
Because then the board has to.
We did really take a stretch on one. We said, yes, we should really be doing bank reconciliations.
Right.
I didn't bring that here for a vote, okay? I thought that that was, you know, something we could wade through and maybe talk our way through, that, you know, we could do without.
And to your point, the other issue is priority number one are the audits.
Yeah.
So
we have not come off that one iota.
Right, and I don't think we can, because we've sacrificed as a district too much to say that's no longer the highest priority, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now some of these policies that we haven't moved on that we know about are purposefully taking a back seat until this time on task is completed.
Right. Right.
The closer we get, the more these are starting to filter.
Yeah,
to the
that's
top.
That's correct.
An example being the GM search.
That's exactly where we are.
And as far as policies go, just so the board knows, Cecilia's working on updating all the HR policies. That's part of our work with HR to go, and the new personnel manual. That's all going to be included. So she's working on that. And we want to take, we don't want a onesie twosie policies.
No.
We want to take everything. So it's going to be a good number of months before we've had a chance to, like, those policies will be done first. I'm sure there's finance policies that need to be updated, and then there's like developer policies, things around that that'll all need to be updated. But we're going to wait until we have whole groups together to bring them to you.
So part of that stems from, and I just want to make sure you understand. Procedurally, we've had discussions on existing organizational structure and where things are as they relate to both administration and accounting. We've also discovered for example, that we can press a button and have been able to do that for many years, where we get access to the personnel support from paychecks. And we have HR to go that we've hired, and that was a board action that we do that. So, you know, it's you know, the equivalent of shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, we're moving stuff around to where Cecilia's controlling specific payroll functions, for example, and the tracking of time that's inherent in the paycheck system.
Right.
That we've done in other ways or not done at all. So, you know, on that level, you know, can I say that we're not saying, yeah, do this or yeah, do that? No, I can't. I mean, but they're not things I think that, you know, like I said, we have to, you know, we have to bring here and get a vote on to specifically make these changes. If it does, it really cripples us. You know, it's going to waste a lot of time.
I got to be careful. Doesn't cripple us or waste time. That's how government works. Now, those folks out there
the wasting time part I get.
Yeah. The customers can say government's a waste of time and all that. That's just our process, right? And again, it goes back to, as the ad hoc committee identifies, and similar to what Amelia's saying, if there are a couple of policies that absolutely have to come forward, time sensitive,
right?
Then yeah, the ad hoc committee can pull that out and go, we have to. Otherwise, again, I see a springtime after our mid-year budget review of when we see these policies, because they could impact the upcoming fiscal budget.
Yeah.
And that all starts happening right at the springtime.
And we're trying, I mean, in conjunction with that calendar year-end evaluation, we are really trying to have some financials available. I'm picking at information just because I do have concerns. These audits are costing us a lot of money. Okay, and let's not sweep that somewhere under a rug. That, you know, we have skilled accounting people on a temporary basis that we're paying 40 right. hours a week and. Right. There's no other way to get through it, and we added, you know, that third one 3 or 4 months ago, just to keep up with it. It will get better, but at the moment it takes an effort of about 5 full-time people just to do this.
Well, and again, those are all board decisions, right? And what we're finding with the prior financial admin person, we told them go do it and hope for the best, right?
Right.
And so they did the groundwork, or he and the former GM did, but the board, and I'll speak for myself, underestimated the monumental task because of the backward look we had to do and all the backward corrections we had to do to make it forward moving. And so each audit gets easier because we've corrected all the way through, but you're absolutely right. That is a cost that we have no choice, because it shall be done.
Just jump in here for a second. It feels like we've moved from committee assignments and the ad hoc discussion into approved new organizational structure and talking about organizational structure.
If you back it up for a minute, were there any changes anyone, before we get into the ad hoc approval or anything, on the existing committees, the standing committees, are there any changes anybody wants or recommends in terms of who's on what committee? Status quo? Okay, that's off the table. You have your answer there. Do you want me to finish the ad hoc part, or do you want to do your comments?
No, we want to finish the ad hoc.
Okay, so the next thing we do is and I guess I'll make a motion that we form an ad hoc committee. Do you want to dictate a purpose? I don't even know what administrative oversight.
Yeah.
Is that work for everybody? Tim?
Yeah.
Okay. Randy?
No.
Okay.
This it needs to be definitive. As I read the ad hoc rules and whatnot, you have to have definitive tasks.
It's a specific task.
Tim said, start the process to replace the general manager. That's a specific task. I would only add, immediately start the process. And then, the only thing I heard you say, John, when you started the conversation was, answer questions from four different individuals. That's a specific task. I wouldn't word it that way, but it's definitely something you can look at and say, okay, that's something that we can do because we've been tasked with those tasks, yeah, so to speak. So I think before we vote on anything, I agree with, we're come up with the members. The term is until a new general manager is appointed. But okay, what exactly are the tasks? And something that can be written down, put in the minutes, people can look at and say, okay, here's what the ad hoc committee has been put together to do.
And that's what they should report back on.
And those are their guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that administrative task oversight.
It
doesn't really do it.
It doesn't come. It's too broad.
I think the title is correct, and now we start putting 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm, 5 in,
okay,
there.
Because,
mm-hmm, it's going to go 1A, 1B, mm-hmm, 1C, 2, all the way down. So conceptually, I think we're all on board. Now it's what are those specific tasks.
Yeah.
I think staff might have to dictate to the committee what those tasks. I'll pick on the water guy. He'll go, I need these types of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now in operations, that's what we need. Finance, that's what we need. And for Amelia and her office, my counter would be, Randy, if we can agree to the oversight, next board meeting is brought back the individual tasks. That gives the committee, staff, time to fill in what is administrative oversight.
Okay.
Here are those, and either broken down to financial, however you want to do it, or just those tasks.
Yeah,
and then the same for the GM search. We can start immediately, but what are those tasks within that? And then we kind of break it down. That'll give everybody now that timeline. I didn't think about putting the term of the committee until the GM's on board, but that does put an end date, mm-hmm, for anybody that's concerned, kind of what Gail brought up, for a timeline, and then we're still putting under the GM search what those tasks are.
Yeah. Right.
And then who it goes to.
I don't disagree, and that's a good plan,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not sure that the answer, rather than getting into specifically what the water department does and yada, I'm not sure that the answer isn't what John said earlier, which is to answer questions by those four individuals.
Right.
But properly worded.
Right. Oh, I agree.
To say,
I agree.
That's ultimately their goal.
Right.
Okay.
So just and for if we're going to do that, and we're not that far away. I mean, the meeting is in a couple of weeks.
Right. So we're not losing time.
But I do want to form it, because I don't want to run around ex officio here, you know, in the next couple of weeks without any formal appointment.
Okay.
I think we identified first was like to start the process of identifying and hiring a GM. The second was the job description itself. I think that needs to be in there.
And the duties.
Excuse me?
The job description and duties, because the description The duties come under the job description.
And I think you could mandate in there if you want to that that we will report out on a monthly basis as a standard committee committee.
It's on the agenda, you know.
So from there, if you want to if you want to add to it or further define it, we can seek the approval of that
at the board meeting.
Board meeting.
Okay, so I heard a motion from Mr. Merchant that we want to form an ad hoc committee with the purpose of administrative oversight, and that we will return to the October 15th meeting with the collective ideas of the board about what tasks should be on there, and the, you know, the goals and the tasks, the goal to hire a new general manager, the tasks underneath that, of course, the job description, salary, recruiting process, and also that this ad hoc committee should be formed to answer the questions and give direction to Travis, Corey, Amelia, and Cecilia. How's that for a motion?
That sounds good to me.
To add who the members are and the time frame that we talked about.
Additionally, the members will be, John's going to tell us that.
One of the things we might want to consider is, you know, if we're looking at an arbitrary date for the hiring of a general manager like you did last time, you might want to extend that through a, I don't know what you want to call it, transition period.
And I put that in my notes. What is on board GM, right? When the training wheels kick off. Yeah. But I think once we get there, now our task for that committee has completely narrowed, right, to just now assistance for the GM.
Right.
So task will be falling off. I think when we get to that point, then the board can go, okay, what are the tasks we need for the GM?
Right.
And again, it task oriented, it could go another month or two or what have you, but we've now refocused what that task is.
Right, right. And part of that transition, I think, one of the early things that I've noticed through this is I'm at the point, and I will say this, extremely comfortable with the four management level people that are driving the bus within each of these individual departments. You know, we have a definitive alignment of responsibilities in operations with Travis and Corey. We have Cecilia, who I think everybody is really elated that has showed up on the scene. Amelia's been here for 7 years, and if she can't find it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And in that transition period, I want to make sure that as we have progressed through this, we don't wind up in a situation where somebody walks through the door, we shake hands, they're the general manager, and says, I don't like this structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I think the transition gives us the opportunity, at least, to guide that process. Like, you know, you might want to stand back and understand we've been working on these audits for like 2 years now, and this is why we are where we are. So, and once we set that stage, we go away, and then they run the joint.
And I think that the direction of the board needs to be crystal clear in writing for the specific tasks, like build a water treatment plant for fun. But put under there how, you know, your direction, how you want that to be done. I think that senior management has had too much leeway and freedom to just do whatever they want and recreate and I think we need to start with what we've got and fix it and get it in line and make it better. You know, we don't need to buy a new car, we need to fix the old car.
Well, I hear an awful lot of talking about what our future processes are going to be. And I think, I mean, today we need to form the committee. And then we have to realize that it's an evolving document. because mm-hmm. we have a unique opportunity here, because what Amelia just said is very true. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been like, okay, you're the general manager, do whatever you want, which included, you know, writing bonus checks without any oversight. And I mean, there's a lot that goes in.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll take over the next 3-4 months, we can really refine what our general manager duties and responsibilities are. But we're not going to, I don't think we're going to get any more granularity on it this morning.
Agreed.
So we're going to make a list of tasks, right? That's what we're talking
about. Yeah, and I think to answer your question, I think it would be helpful, what I was suggesting, and we haven't had a chance to formally, you know, talk about it, is as we go through this process, mm-hmm. and we have the ability, you know, through emails that cross back and forth or through conversations we have, that we document what we have seen and what we are doing.
Okay.
That way it's clear to everybody what we are doing.
Yes.
And number two, it's also given us a list of things that we've identified that structurally, procedurally, policy-wise, we need to change.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And I mean, that's why I'm asking so many questions of the board and the board president, because I've seen just rogue behavior, and that's a really
good way to put it.
And I'm not going to do that. I want to stop that. I want to make sure that I'm following the wishes of the board, because the community elected you to represent them, and so that's what I want to do.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do you want to read that back again?
Yeah, I would love to read that back one more time.
Who seconded it?
I don't know who's it. Nobody seconded it.
Nobody.
And
that's
I don't know.
I'm going to have her read it again.
I don't know who you want to be on the committee, and I'll add that to the motion.
Well, don't we have to approve the committee and then elect people to be on it? I don't know.
Sure.
Can we do it all in one motion?
Yeah. We can do it all in one motion.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'll nominate me and Bill. How's that? If we get a second on all of that,
right?
Or if we need to break it into pieces,
okay,
let's do it.
Okay. So the motion that I heard was, we will form an ad hoc committee. It will have the function of administrative oversight. The board will come back with specific goals and tasks under those goals to the October 15th meeting. It'll be an action item to add those on to the committee. The committee will last until the general manager is hired and the transition period is over. And the members of the committee will be Director Merchant and Director Gear.
Okay, and that was my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Why don't we have roll call?
Roll call.
Well, do we have public comment first?
We absolutely have public. Well, we should
yep.
finish this, and you tell me.
Wait, you adopt it before you hear from the public?
We want to hear from the public.
We can hear from the public, yeah.
Do we have public comment?
We have Bob. Kyle.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Bob Kyle. Last time the ad hoc committee was formed, it had 6 specific areas. One was completion of audits. 2, peer review of the IWMP. 3, alternate potable water sources. 4, prep for urban water district. 5, security realignment. And 6, implementation of the code 350, which is related to the water moratorium. Very specific direction. However, none of those things granted Mr. Merchant the ability to unilaterally impose conditions on approved projects, requiring me to build a $9 million tank at my expense or I don't get any of my meters. None of those granted Mr. Merchant the ability to instruct staff to break district policy on will serves by instructing staff to not do inspections, not issue invoices for meters, and not issuing meters. None of those authorized Mr. Merchant to instruct the district engineer to withhold his signature from approved plans that were technically approved. None of those instructed have the ability for him to instruct the district engineer to add language to the improvement plans restricting the issuances of meters. And none of those things were made transparent at any point. There are still board members that haven't seen the letter that Mr. Merchant had Mr. Enright write to me. Not only were those instructions not followed, but when those decisions were made, the ad hoc committee didn't even exist. My concern is you approve something today, you give him another month without these specific instructions where he can do whatever he wants, just like he has for the last, since January. I'm concerned that the members of that, who were the members previously, that allowed these things to happen, why are we putting those two people back on that same ad hoc committee when their overreach is incredible? They've proven that they're not able to work on an ad hoc committee and stay within the lines. So my recommendation is, one, you don't pass it today until you have specific guidelines. Two, that you look at the composition of the ad hoc committee and at least add somebody else to watch them, either from the public or somebody else from the board. And nobody is answering. I appreciate the position that Travis is in. He asks a question. Mr. Merchant is directly communicating with my builder. When they contact the CSD to ask them about water meters, the answer is have them email John Merchant. And then John corresponds back and forth with these people. That's not in any of these things, and it shouldn't be. This ad hoc committee has let him run amok, and I need it to stop.
Bob, before you step down for a second, couple of these are new to me.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So I would ask that just bulletize them and send it to the board, please.
So Amelia was copied on the letter only?
Which letter?
Mr. Enright, the one telling me I need to pay for a $9 million tanker. I don't get my
letter. That was not a letter I asked Mr. Enright to write.
Okay.
I certainly didn't.
You've not seen it?
I didn't ask him to write it.
I didn't say you did.
Okay, yeah.
So Mr. Enright did that on his own without board direction?
So hold on. Hold on, Bob. Hold on for a second. The letter's been sent. I haven't seen it, so I have no idea. Right. So yeah. All I'm asking is what you just told us, would you send it to the board?
Yes.
Obviously, the board is going to have some discussion with legal counsel, but not knowing what was sent or who gave authorization to send it other than Mr. Enright, I want something from you,
yep,
either in response to that or the other items you identified. Does that make sense? Okay, stop.
Yes.
So, switching gears. The ad hoc committee that we're starting today has nothing to do with all those other items you talked about. It's completely separate. That committee is, by statute of how it was designed, was only 6 months. They had tasks, but they didn't get any of them done in the 6 months. So that committee's aside. What we're talking about here is a brand new committee. I understand your concern whether, and I'll say it's me, when I was board president, somebody can throw the same, hey, the board president's doing stuff outside of the boundary. Here we're trying a different process, different people. I can't put a third person on because it comes a quorum. So
it doesn't have to be a board member.
I understand. So those are some of those tasks that the new committee is taking up.
I think that as Mr. Merchant said, oh, we got to pass something today because I need authority now because I haven't had it this whole time. To pass something today without details is not appropriate. You need to have those things, your ducks in a row before. I mean, having some vague, hey, we'll come back in a month. Well, what happens in a month if what you come up with is not sufficient? Then that ad hoc committee goes another month without direction and just some vague description of what the ad hoc committee's supposed to do? It's ridiculous. This stuff, as well, there are nothing in the packet. There's nothing in the packet about what was being proposed or what was being discussed or who was on the committee or what the idea of the committee was. We come walking in this morning and you guys are spitballing up here. It's terrible. That stuff should have been worked out and resolution should have been in that board packet before this meeting happened.
Okay, we don't need a resolution to form an ad hoc committee. The board president has the authority to do that at any time. The ad hoc committee doesn't have the authority to make decisions. Only the board, a quorum of three, has that ability.
Does the attorney have the ability to make decisions?
No.
Without board direction?
No.
So then what you're saying is, have you seen the letter?
Yeah, I've seen the letter. The attorney's job is to evaluate what's happening and tell us if what we're proposing to do is within the limits of the policy.
Bill, have you seen the letter?
Is this the letter that you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Okay. This is only one page. Oh, it's on both sides. So can I read the
letter?
Yes, please.
It doesn't specifically say, unless I didn't read it far enough, that you're obligated.
That's okay. The side that tells you. So, show of hands on the board, who's seen the letter?
I won't read it unless it
pleases the board and the president.
So I'm curious.
Go ahead and read the letter.
Seen the letter.
Okay. Then for the record, because I do have a public records request for this, so it's going to be on next door tomorrow anyway. And it wasn't written to Mr. Kyle. It was written to Gary Perry, your attorney,
My attorney, correct.
Very good. And it was from Mr. Enright. Dear Mr. Perry, RMCSD is in receipt of your emails and the correspondence from your client, Bob Kyle, concerning Phase 2 infrastructure improvement plans and the issuance of water meters. The district needs the following to proceed to the issuance of water meters for the residential lots. Number one, the Phase 2 infrastructure improvement plans have been completed and the district engineer, Joe Domenichelli, will approve the plans. So it sounds like when you asked for the meters, we didn't have this.
Just go ahead.
Number two, before the issuance of water meters for the residential units, the district and River Canyon properties need to address the storage capacity in the Van Vleck Ranch and Rio Oso tanks. There have been several discussions between Mr. Kyle, his engineer, the district staff, to address providing a sufficient water distribution system for residences and other developments. There are at least 5 potential sites to locate a new tank to increase water storage capacity for the distribution, but none of the potential sites have been agreed upon. Your client has proposed starting to connect to the water system in January 2026, and the district needs a plan on how the water flow issue will be addressed. I realize that the majority of the new units will not be connected until late in 2026 and 2027, but in the interim, River Canyon properties in the district need to plan for the connections. The district needs an agreement with River Canyon properties and with the following framework to be in place. The site of the new water tanks needs to be determined and deeded to the district. If the site is on River Canyon properties or a subsidiary, it needs to be deeded to the district. If the site is to be located on a third party's property, we need an arrangement for the transfer and deed to the district. The size and estimated costs of the tanks, piping, and any other improvements that are needed to connect to the district's water system. Preliminary plans and scope of work for the improvements and an estimated timing for the completion of the work. Apportionment of costs for water tanks between River Canyon properties and district, and any potential developments that will benefit from the new tank. If future developments are not agreeable to paying their share now, there will need to be a reimbursement agreement, and their share will need to be paid up front by River Canyon properties for some financing mechanism.
The district knows that the new tank will benefit current customers in part by providing resilience to the water system, maintaining water throughout the district, especially in the hot summer months. Mr. Domenichelli will provide rough sketches and outlines for two or three potential sites for the water tank. However, the district will review your engineer's proposals, and hopefully between the two we can agree. With the construction of the first homes not being completed until early 2026, this gives the parties 90 days to agree on a framework for a new water tank to service the residence's lot. Very truly yours, Patrick Enright. And he CC'd me and Joe Domenichelli.
Is Patrick going to be back from vacation by the
Monday
board meeting?
Monday.
So the question for him is...
I'd like to say something here, Amelia. We're on agenda item 3, which is formation of an ad hoc committee. And I know that doesn't help Mr. Kyle, and I can see the frustration he has. I think we need, I don't know if you call it a special meeting or a working group thing, but, I mean, all I've ever seen is a will serve letter. And I'm the new guy here, I admit it. I've seen a will serve letter, and then I've seen Bob's here asking for water meters. And there's nothing in between, which that letter covers somewhat. So I think we need, and we owe it to Mr. Kyle, to next month or something, have a meeting, which is called the Bob Kyle meeting, so at least he knows where the district stands. I mean, we're just kind of, he's kind of sitting there in limbo, and he wants to get going, which is...
Well, I mean, we talked about it yesterday in improvements. We looked at the site plans that Mr. Domenichelli had proposed. So I feel like we're moving down the list.
Can we get on to agenda item 3?
Right, my contribution to that, why this is being brought up now, is that Mr. Enright didn't write that on his own volition. So the only person that would instruct them that had any authorization, which they didn't, would be the ad hoc committee. Now, if you've never seen that letter, nobody on the board has ever seen the letter but Mr. Merchant, then my concern is having Mr. Merchant on the ad hoc committee.
If correct me if I'm wrong, you can check, and this contact was, he's right, we got to get back to what we're trying to accomplish here. The correspondence was between Gary Perry and our lawyer, Patrick.
So you're saying, and this is good information to have, without board authorization, your attorney responded to my attorney's request, conditioning my project without board approval.
I think what generated the response, and we're going to stop here.
That's fine. Is
that you showed up here, and I believe it was on a Wednesday, and told Amelia if you didn't have meters in 24 hours, you were going to sue us. Don't say you didn't do that,
John.
Don't tell me you.
You
didn't
opened a can of worms there.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. Excuse me, Bob. Let's have a special meeting called the Bob meeting.
Okay, let's do it Monday. I can't wait. I've got contracts. I've got builders. I've got responsibilities. This is John's whole thing, is just to bankrupt me by pushing this thing down the road until everything fails. I've been doing this since 2019, Bill. You've been here 6 weeks. You have no concept of what they've done to me.
And I freely admit that, Bob.
Yeah.
So, we have a motion,
and a second.
And we have a second. We were about to call the roll.
Linda Butler.
Yes.
Randy Jinko.
Aye.
Bill Gehr.
Yes.
Tim Mabey.
Aye.
And John Merchant.
Yes.
Thank you
very much. Moving on to item 4, appoint interim general manager.
Before we go to that, just...
Okay. Do you want to continue? Okay, so...
Because it's on this.
I believe Mr. Janko has another comment on item 3.
Agenda item. Before I do that, I need to explain my aye vote. We're rudderless. We need... Staff needs direction. And we need someone to do something, and hopefully we'll put some guardrails up along the way that things don't get out of hand again. So
So the what I want to do under this agenda item, committee formation, is at yesterday's improvements committee, Travis brought to us that WCS would like to meet with someone to discuss sites, well sites. You want to?
So I had a meeting with them yesterday, and Amelia was there. We widened the scope of where to look because previous direction they had shrank their scope. So our input was find where there's water first, and then depending on where you find it, if it's on somebody else's property, then we'll go talk to that person.
Okay. I wasn't aware that you were going to meet with them yesterday. What I would like to see happen is rather than wasting a lot of time on well sites that we don't have access to, I would like to put together another ad hoc committee that is tasked to move this process along and keep it going. With all due respect, I get that the number one priority is getting financial statements done. To me, this finding more water through this process is right up there. I think it's the most important thing in front of CSD right now, and not only CSD but the community. My proposal is that we put together an ad hoc committee made up of I would volunteer to chair it. Tom Shuchuk has volunteered to be on it. Travis should be on it. And then we need a couple volunteers from the developer, because the chances are, just based strictly on how much property we own versus how much property they own, the chances are that we're going to end up finding water on their property, so they should be involved. And not only that task to find the property, but to keep this thing moving along so that it doesn't end up bogged down I'll just leave it there. That it doesn't get bogged down, that this ad hoc committee could be involved enough to keep the process going when it starts to slow down for whatever reason.
This isn't on the agenda.
No, it was so...
Look at the agenda. It's not, there's committee formation and assignments. This is not ad hoc for any purpose or anything. It's committee formation and assignments.
So, point of clarification, Randy, are you looking for a new committee to...
I think it has to be an ad hoc committee, because I think we need some representation from the people that own the land where we're going to find the water.
Okay.
We may find the water.
So, does the board want to act on this now or on the upcoming regular meeting? I would suggest that
right here, because it's actually
you might want to do it in a more publicized way, because there may be some public comment that we'd want to listen to before we make that decision. So I don't have a problem looking. I don't understand. Here's conceptually, if WSC is identifying sites, those sites are going to include sites that are close by or on our property. And Travis's suggestion is a good one, that it broaden its reach so that there are more sites to choose from. We've engaged them in contractually to do this. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we should see what they have to say. The other part of that is that there's consideration here, and this is just as much a part of it as identifying the wells, is that we have established through two reports, okay, that coincide in their assessment of demand, that we are rather short of water in a sustained drought for the existing residents and for the residents that we have entitled, which is Mr. Kyle and the folks at Riverview.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're already in trouble. Okay, so it has to be established. Okay, and I guess the board will have to establish a priority for this. Okay, if there's water in the ground and we find it, okay, that's going to be depending on the number of wells we do and the depth that we do them to, how much water we come up with or think we can come up with. Is the first use of that water to supplement the emergency supply, for which we have about a year and a half to comply with SB 552? Are we looking for water for an emergency supply before we make a determination as to how much water we have available for future development? Is that what we're doing or not? Are we tasking ourselves, okay, to find water for 563 houses? Okay, now we can do both, but I want to understand that the combination of the both is a significant amount of water. Okay, and without doing a calculation, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 acre feet, okay, or another Lake Calero. And it's got to come out of the ground at this point because it's not coming down the river from there and it's not coming through a pipe from Sakwa. So there's a broader discussion here that I want to make sure happens. And I think that's, I have no problem with that committee being formed, but I don't think this is the forum for it.
You're way beyond where I'm at. I want to help WSC. I want to keep them moving. I want to get the well plan done and completed and all of that. What you're talking about is way beyond the scope of the ad hoc committee I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so in the next 2 weeks, could you zero in with them and find out what their timeline is?
Yes, sir. This, WSC, this is what we were talking about like 3 months ago, where we're going to do the tabletop investigation of water that may or may not be available on our property?
Correct.
Is that the one? Yeah. I agree with Mr. Janko. I mean, Eric was here back then, and I said, hey, are we going to be involved? And he was like, oh, no, just me. And I was like, that's not a recipe for success. So I think that, you know, Randy and Travis,
to your point about, We're just going to tell them to go find the water wherever it lands. That's a recipe for disaster. If the developer's not involved and we say, well, you know, we found water on your land, what are you willing to do for us? It would be nice to know up front if they're even interested in doing it, if they want some reimbursement for it. All those things need to be known up front and not wait until you find the water to figure out if you can actually get it out of the ground.
That's a great point. It's like, yeah, we found water, but we can't have it.
Actually, that doesn't quite work that way anywhere except in Rancho Murrieta. If you talk to the county, and you talk at the supervisor level, or if you talk at the planning level, okay, the water comes with the developer. Okay, what a remarkable thing that is. That, okay, I have an application that I'm going to place, and I'm going to support it with this water that I have secured. We're not doing that. We're going the opposite way.
But now you've flipped it 360 degrees from what you said about we don't have enough water for the houses we have.
Well, no,
so
no.
We got to find water.
And I, so what
let's
I
zero
said to
back
you,
in.
What I said to you was that maybe that
do.
Conversation needs to address the emergency source of supply before it addresses, or at the same time, no less, that it addresses water.
This
for
is why we never get anything
so,
done.
Right here.
Yeah,
we
is,
disagree.
So, this is why nothing me, ever happens.
Would you like to make a public comment now?
So, wait a second. Excuse me.
He'll call you.
Agenda item 3 is the formation of committees, not the finding of water that may or may not be there.
I will have I will have tasks written out.
I'll jump in.
And I will have a term for the ad hoc committee to serve.
So, thank you, John. So, I understand the concept, I believe, Randy. We're asking, even though we've had a little bit more discussion on the first ad hoc committee, I think if a motion's move forward to have a second one, then all that detail that Randy just mentioned is identical to the detail that has to come back for the first ad hoc committee. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and I think that then meets your comment of a broader audience, right?
Yeah.
Right. And really, if it is moved that we start second ad hoc committee, then there's that authorization for Director Janko or whoever's on the committee to start work and bring it back, and then we approve those tasks and or timeline.
Wait a second. Why wouldn't we put that as a task in the committee ad hoc committee we're suggesting?
No, that's what I said. So either do it now and list it out, or what we're doing on the first ad hoc committee is we're giving the board and staff time to list everything out.
Yeah.
We would just do the exact same for the, and I just wrote water. I don't know the other title of it. Maybe go find water might be the title of it. But then at the next meeting, both ad hocs independently are going to have a list of tasks that the board agrees to, and then we can identify time frames if we need to.
Why would that, my question is still, why can't we do it under one ad hoc committee?
I think the amount of work and time on tasks, so the ad hoc committee number one is really two tasks, a fiscal, or well, we listed it out. It was admin oversight and search for the GM. That's their sole task. This task is find water. I don't think we can put a third task on that two-member committee in a reasonable timeline.
Well, plus, Randy's suggesting that we have members of the developers come because they're probably the owners of the land that are going to...
And members of the community.
Right.
Contact me if you're interested. In,
okay.
Yeah.
And so,
I would find water, I would say, facilitate WSC's
thank you. Can you
project.
Go back and erase my comments? As long as it's not 17 minutes, we should be.
So I think what we've established at this point is we're going to put this on the agenda for the October
wishes,
meeting.
Sir.
Okay.
I thought, there's no motion yet, but I thought Randy was asking for the ad hoc committee to be approved, and then the guardrails or the tasks then are what are going to be approved at the next board meeting.
And the members.
Right, which is 11 days away, friends. So
understand. So
or 12 maybe.
For us to make a action item, it has to be a motion, a second, and then a vote.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I move that we form the Water Development Committee, which will be chaired by Mr. Janko, and will also have as a member Travis, and further that we extend an invitation to all members of the public for 30 days to submit an application if they want to serve as a citizen member of that committee, and we'll bring it up
we'll decide at the November board meeting who will be on the committee.
I think that we should limit the total number of people that
to
can
what?
Go on. I don't know, but if you have 40 people on a committee...
Hold on, to get this back on the right playing field, I'll second that, okay? Now we can have discussion, so
okay.
Go ahead.
I think that we should add to the motion that we limit it, I don't know, maybe three, four, five?
It should be three or five.
You know, members from the community, we love the community, but as soon as you get, and well, John, you're the one that says it, ask 100 people, you get 100 different answers.
Sure.
So we want to focus.
We'll appoint 3 to 5 people, and the board gets to decide. I'm sure there's going to be a couple of solos people, and I'm sure Bob Kyle will be there, and I'm sure that other people will be there. So that's my motion.
I'm not sure about Bob because
he's entitled,
so it would really be Rancho North. But the five is fine, and I will come up with some language about the tasks. Okay. The ad hoc committee will probably finish their work when WFC finishes their work. So I can define this very easily and bring it back in a similar way as the other ad hoc committee details to the meeting.
Okay.
So the motion, read the motion to us. Or I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and read the motion. Please, there,
you want to try it, or you want me to do it? The motion is that we form a water development ad hoc committee. We extend an invitation to members of the community and members of development with a total of 5 members on the committee, that we bring back the specific tasks to the October meeting.
Yep. For the committee.
For this committee, and then we don't form it, though, until November.
Well, and the reason for that is because we want to have members of the community have 30 days to apply. So if we said we're going to review everybody next Thursday, that's a little uncalled for.
And
the
length of serving will be...
until we find water.
WSC completes that.
And waiting until November doesn't preclude Randy from getting with Travis and talking to WSC and doing their tabletop exercise.
Yes, you do.
You don't answer my calls either.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll send you something, Randy, to post on the website so that the community, there's transparency there and they know. I'll put it on Facebook too.
Okay.
Okay. And then I think it's important right now that we add that Mr. Jenko will decide who those committee members are.
Wait a second.
Or somebody.
The board.
The board will decide.
Oh, the board will decide the committee members at the November meeting. Okay, just so that we know.
That's fine.
Right, somebody has to decide.
Yeah.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Maybe. We do have public comment.
So the board gets to decide who goes on this. But the ad hoc committee that was formed earlier, no community members are on there. There's no application process to have anybody oversight with you two. But Mr. Jenko gets you guys to decide who's on his committee. That's ridiculous. So if you're going to subject him to that, you should subject your ad hoc committee to the same thing. It should be 5 people, and it should have members of the community, and there should be an application process that the board gets to decide who's on that committee. Why would you put those conditions on him when you don't have them on your own ad hoc committee?
Because we're not serving functions that are distinctly similar. Okay? Do you want... Should we give you a call if we want to find out how we should be allocating our assets when we receive them?
I'd like somebody from the community that has experience. I don't, but I'd like to have somebody.
I have a lot of it.
Yeah, but John, you've got all the experience you need for all of us, but that doesn't matter. Why isn't that you guys can't have community on your ad hoc? And why doesn't the board select those people?
Bob, does anybody?
Well, no.
I believe that you have decided not to make a comment, Bree?
I'm not going to make
a. Thank you, ma'am.
It's a the committee, the ad hoc committees are for different purposes.
Right. Is that the end of public comment?
May we call the roll call, sir?
Call for the vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
Call for the vote.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Director Janko?
Aye.
Director Mabee?
Aye.
Director Merchant?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Moving on.
Item four, appoint interim general manager. I make a motion that we appoint Emilio Wilder as interim general manager.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, it's on the letterhead, so.
Thanks for noticing.
Did we order a new letterhead?
Yeah, it's on the letterhead, so yeah. I assume we need to do that.
You know how efficient I am.
Right.
So, roll call vote, I guess.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Janko?
Aye.
Director Gere?
Yep.
Director Mabee?
Aye.
And Director Merchant?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item five, new organizational structure. Approved new organizational structure. There's a chart in there somewhere.
Yes.
It is second page.
I have.
Where do we get? Okay. When do we get it up here?
Can you see that?
Okay. Do we want? Let's just have discussion first, and then we'll have a motion. And can we do it that way? Is that legal?
Yes.
That's exactly the way we should do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Any comments?
I have a couple. We've gone back and forth on the appointment of finance and administration being together. I think they are two entirely separate job skills, job descriptions, job positions, etc. So going forward, when we are finished with this particular job structure, I would like to make a recommendation that we consider hiring an administrative manager.
Yeah.
Split those tasks out of the director of finance.
Exactly. Thank
job
you.
Job description.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I think Linda's right. I mean, there's just so much that kind of falls through the cracks and waits till the last minute because we don't have
an admin.
HR admin. Mm-hmm. Really. And it's like, oh, we have HR to go. Well, up until 2 months ago, we didn't have that. But really, it's a big ball of wax, and you always end up getting sued. So it's like, and people, when you fire them, they always want to sue you, which is fine. But I think we could pay for an admin HR position just by the savings.
I want to say, since I've taken this position, I spend a lot of time working on HR. And now that we have HR to go, listening to and following their recommendations and making sure everything's filled out legal
but admin goes beyond that is my point. Admin goes beyond HR tasks.
Sure.
Admin goes from what I've read. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
What I've read and what I've learned by searching is that an admin person is basically charged with keeping the general manager informed, taking care of administrative issues, which you are already doing or have been doing for quite some time. I just think we need to formalize the admin person, and we need to have an admin manager. They are the in-between person.
Mm-hmm. My only comment to that, Linda, is, I mean, I think this is something that, unless I'm wrong, needs to wait until the budget cycle so we can budget for an HR admin person and
I'm
maybe
making a suggestion.
No, It's a good suggestion.
That we take that into consideration.
I think that's where it winds up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When we have a new general manager in place, there is across that top line there of reporting authority, a job for the admin manager.
Yes.
I don't know that it at this point in time. I don't know that it gets us anything. And we're still in the process of identifying, you know, where some of these pieces fall. I mean, some of them are definitely accounting related. Some of them are not.
Well, it's temporary. That's my take on this: is that this is a temporary structure, and I'm suggesting that when we are done with the temporary structure, that we look seriously at an admin manager's position because we need that.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. I don't think anybody. Sensing disagrees that
correct
that but
I just want to make sure
the last thing
I am heard.
Yeah, no, you're heard. You're heard. But
personnel is going to be an issue at our next budget cycle. I mean, I know Travis wants to hire a mechanic so that we can do preventative maintenance before things break, and I think that's a really important thing.
I'm trying something new. Stop.
I mean, and that's a really good idea. You know, back when I owned airplanes. You know, you hire a guy and he makes a little tweak of a screw and he adds a little oil and you save a $20,000 part. And literally, my mechanic on my airplanes, he paid for himself in the first 3 months I hired him. And I think that would also be true with the guy that Travis could hire. But we also do need the HR person and, you know.
We need HR to go.
And we need to look at all of our staffing positions.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you. So, Director Butler, absolutely agree. I think how it gets defined out is what some of the job descriptions and duties of the general manager, right? And as that gets done, that's going to filter.
The admin manager's
spot. It's going to start to then tasks that are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think Director Janko made comment, you know, we kind of get stuck not making decisions because we're asking too much of staff to get a finished product to us, right?
Yeah.
So I think as it starts filtering down, those tasks are going to separate. I agree with what Director Merchant said. There are some tasks now we're identifying purely on the fiscal side that are time on task that we have to address, and the current person isn't going to be able to do both jobs. We're setting people up for failure.
Exactly.
So, okay. So then I'll make a motion that, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the new interim organizational structure.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't get my turn.
Oh, I was going to, go ahead. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we came up with this like 2 weeks ago. And I think it's a good chart, and it's unfortunate that Cecilia is not around today. But I mean, I wanted to talk about the interaction of the interim general manager. You know, we have Amelia as the interim general manager, and the reason we have our first ad hoc committee is because we want it to be a successful transition and talk about all the craziness and try to get things going in the right direction. And like Linda said, we do have a big human resources component to our next org chart with probably several more employees that'll save us money over the year. And I don't have any problem with Travis and Corey. I mean, they're both kind of doing their thing, and they're both doing a good job on it. And Amelia, you have the IT manager and the security department on your... underneath you.
That's true.
Where's he going?
I don't.
So
he doesn't like him.
Is that okay?
Did
he raise his hand and get permission to go to the bathroom?
Oh my God.
So it's just important that interim general manager you know, there's a lot of overlap. And with HR to Go, is it a finance thing or is it a personnel thing? And there's a lot of overlap. I know you've been on the job, I think, 2 weeks?
Two and a half? Yeah.
And you went on vacation for one of them. That's very well done.
Thank you. I didn't realize last year at this time when I scheduled these vacations.
Well, so
what this year
I mean, are, is everybody happy? Things are going well? We're not going to have people, and you know, the new clerk of the board who works for the board. I mean, that's a board level asset. And
I'm sorry, what are you asking?
I think nothing. I'm trying to make sure that you're okay with the way that.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm comfortable.
An org chart is just a concept. It's how everybody on the chart plays well together.
And Cecilia's taking over all of the HR duties that are related to money and payroll, and that makes sense. And then I'm taking over those HR duties that are related to personnel.
Okay, and I would like to make one comment.
With HR to Go telling me everything to do.
And one comment, I heard Diane talking about resolutions and clerk of the board stuff, and it sounded a lot like your voice.
Did she?
So, really, she, I mean, so, okay, she's clerk of the board, so she should be reading all this stuff.
I said, would you like to read it, or would you like me to? And she said, I would like you to. She's only been here, like, 30 seconds.
Jump in, girl. She's been here 2 weeks.
Jump in, Diane.
Yeah, no. I saw that. I was like, no, she's not going to take care of you.
Okay, yes, I'm not taking care of you. You got this.
Those are my only comments about the interaction amongst staff members on our proposed chart.
Okay, I'm sure we'll work this out.
Well, the advantage we have is, here's the template. The ad hoc committee, as you're working through this, more roles need to be defined sooner than later. Then it's just coming back to the board, right, with your recommendation.
Yeah.
That's the advantage that we have. Here's our starting point. We know where conceptually some endpoints could be, where we're splitting roles and responsibilities. I had a similar thought process. We are setting up the district secretary because the prior board president wanted direct access to the district secretary. That is usually called the board clerk.
Board clerk.
Right. And so now members of the board have direct access to her separate from the GM. So if the GM has tasks, responsibilities, timelines for you, ma'am, a board member can now supersede the general manager and conflict is going to rise. So as we look at these things, an example being if I ask her to get me some information for an upcoming board meeting and I'm not working it through the board president, I'm not working it through the GM, conflict's going to rise. So we all know that for the short term. Again, long term, like what you were talking about, Linda, we're just going to have to take a look at these things.
I also have a question about this, and it is not directly related to the person doing the job that we have right now, but in general. A temporary employee, completely untrained, I mean, basically coming in, that's a lot of responsibility, and I'm not sure that I'm just not sure about this.
Well, I came in as a temporary employee completely.
And you've been here how many years?
I've been here 6 years now.
Yeah. It's
not years of my life.
Personality related. I'm just wondering how a person inexperienced in this business and inexperienced in general with how the district works, et cetera, is going to take up these tasks without some...
Do I work with you, like, constantly?
I think
go through everything with you? She has more of an advantage than I did in that I didn't have a district secretary. I had to, you know, ask Mark and Tom, and they gave me guidance.
So if you look at this, I think I can answer your question, Linda. I mean, we really, the reporting wiring diagram, district secretary, board clerk, she works directly for the board of directors, but we also have a line in between her and the interim general manager because we expect that Diane will be asking Amelia for advice every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then after a couple of months, hopefully, you know, when Amelia walks in the office, she'll say, what are you doing here? So, I think, I mean, does that sound like...
I'm bringing it up just as a point of discussion because of the insecurity, I guess you would say, I don't even know how to describe it, the temporariness of this structure. But it, even though it's temporary, it's still a really important part of what we're doing. And so I'm just asking the question, are we sure that this is how we get this done? And I apparently
and
don't have agreement, so.
No, it's not. It's I think.
How else would we do it, I suppose, is the question.
Well, here's in my opinion, anyway, here's the best way to do it, is to make this motion to improve an interim organizational structure that goes along with everything else that has the word interim in front of it.
Okay.
And we're going to get to a point where the interim is going to go away in all three of these conditions.
Yeah.
And will that chart look the same? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But we don't know that yet. So let's just do it and find out. So can you, I'll make that a motion. You want to read it back to me?
Diane.
Okay, so I didn't hear the last part very well, but a motion to approve the interim chart of accounts.
Yeah, approve the, approve the interim organizational structure. If you want more definition than that, as illustrated in the enclosed chart or whatever.
Approve the org chart as presented.
So a motion to approve the interim organizational structure as illustrated in the closed
In the
chart.
In the October 3rd packet, or however you want to do it.
Yeah,
okay. October 3rd packet.
Okay. So there's the motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Gail.
Start the clock now on her.
Yeah. I'm a wordy one. The way that chart's set up, it makes it look like the ad hoc committee is basically the acting general manager. But I was happy to hear that you're setting up guardrails tonight to say that that really wouldn't happen. But I have to say it's a wacky looking schedule. When I went to write about...
You don't have a lot of choices.
Amelia being named the interim general manager, typically she would be in charge of all the staff, but she's not. She's one of four on the second line. So I don't think that's really a good title for her. But on the other hand, I can see why you do it, because you need somebody kind to be the figurehead so when they call in, they have somebody in authority to talk to. But she's not really the general manager, because she's not over all the other staff. So that's why I think it's kind of a wacky organizational schedule. But just my input. But just know that I just struggled so hard to write this story about Amelia, so I had to put this in about this crazy organizational structure, that she's only not really at the top of the, you know, chain. She's kind of like second, even though she has the title.
Interim.
For what it's worth.
Interim.
Did you put wacky in your article? Okay, just checking.
So, Amelia, not you.
Yeah, right. And that's why she need to clarify it to a board member. I won't take a lot of time. I understand what you're saying, Gail, and I think we've all said the same thing. My input on this was we have set prior employees up for failure. And we just can't do that. And it's taken too much of a toll on the district and the employees that survived whatever wave came crashing over us. There are certain requirements that we have to have as an elected board or organization. District secretary is one of them. General manager is one of them. Knucklehead like me on the board, it's optional. So it's temporary. It was to put some protection for those employees that are there in an interim position, quite honestly, because we might have some disagreement with a developer or something. It's not fair to put the temporary employees in a very difficult situation. That's why we have the structure. That's probably the easiest way I can say it. But it is wacky.
So we need a vote. Let's call a roll again.
That's the 30 seconds that we can.
Director Butler.
Diane needs yes. practice. Okay.
Director Janko.
Aye.
Director Gere.
Aye.
Director Mabee.
Aye.
And Director Merchant.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any director comments or suggestions?
I have one. This idea of guardrails on this ad hoc committee, we're going to come up with specific tasks. Someone else called it something else besides guardrails. It was a good word for it, too. But I would just caution the members of that ad hoc committee to be very cautious about crossing the line over from being, what did we call the administrative
oversight
into making decisions that are better left up to the board as a whole. So and that is my thought on that.
The definition,
I think Randy's right, and even further than that, I think that this came up, I think I brought it up 3 months ago. Board members are prohibited, I think, from making decisions within the organization as individuals.
Because Absolutely.
Then it's like we're...
And committees can't make decisions.
It's as if we're district employees, and we have to make sure we don't do that. So, we're going to have a standing item on the agenda for report back from the ad hoc committees.
Yep.
That we do every month, and they should be tediously long. Because, you don't want to say, I forgot to tell you about this. Then it's like, board members, just as board members, will get upset if they feel like they're being left out of the loop and things are being hidden from them. So they need to be long and detailed. And I'm not sure if we do it in open session or closed session.
It has to be an open session. It's not an item that can go into closed session. Only litigation, personnel matters,
so what if we're
and
talking about
hiring of the general manager and general counsel.
What if we're talking about a personnel matter?
Then that can go into closed session.
Good thing you thought it out.
I just invented that on the fly. Okay.
Moving on.
Just a comment in terms of our structure. Committees can't make decisions.
Correct.
Committees bring information to the board.
Mm-hmm. And items to the board to make decisions.
Right. Two things, and John's kind of for you, and it's more just formatting on the agenda. I would have the ad hoc committees always as an action item. Mm-hmm. If we don't take action, that's fine, but that's our default, and it's, items 2 and 3 right after public comment, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because it could impact agenda items down the road. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No,
where
that's no problem.
Last month it was cattywampus on things.
It was.
And then, as always, to staff, thank you. We understand.
Thank you very much.
And sometimes the impossible tasks that we're asking, but nonetheless, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything further? Okay, with that, we will adjourn.
Thank you at 11:39.
Thank you for coming, everyone.